Mishnah in Daf Tesamad Aleph has a case of a sukkah yishon, an old sukkah. Bishami says it's possible, he says it's kosher. The Mishnah clarifies what's an old sukkah, that is something, a sukkah that was made before 30 days prior to sukkahs. Because once it's within 30 days, and min hastam it's made l'shma, l'shem sukkah. But if it's made for the shem chag, even if it's from the year before, after sukkahs, it's going to be kosher. Why does Bishami hold that a sukkah yishon is possible? The Gemara says, because the pasuk says Chag HaSukkah Shivas Yom LaShem, we say that the sukkah has to be made LaShem, meaning the Shema LaShem HaChag. Pesul says no. That pasuk is actually coming to tell me that the Atzei Sukkah, the wood of the sukkah, is Aser B'Hana all 7 days of sukkahs. And we have a brisa similar teaches a similar thing. Rabbi Yehuda Maaser says just like Shem Shemayim is Chal on the Chagiga, so too it's Chal on the Sukkah. Because it says Chag HaSukkah Shivas Yom LaShem. Chag is referring to the Chagiga. Sukkah is also Lashem. It's like the Chagiga. Fact, the Beishamai also needs it for that drasha. The Gemara says, "Enichanami, you're right. So why did Beishamai hold that a sukkah yishan is possible? Because a different pasuk says Chag a sukkah is tasa l'cha shavas yom, and we cut off the pasuk and we darshin that the sukkah has to be made the shem Chag. Sil says, no, that's coming to teach me that you're allowed to make a sukkah during Chalamayit, and Beishamai doesn't need that drasha because they hold like Rav Eliezer, they're not allowed to make a sukkah during Chalamayit. Has to be made for all 7 days. Now the Gemara is under the assumption that Beis Hillel holds over here you don't need a Lishma, you wouldn't need a Lishma other places as well. But is that really the case? Beis Hillel does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda. We have Rabbi Yehuda Merav. Rabbi Yehuda Merav said, it seemed to be something which was ungnum and everyone agreed to, that if you make tzitzis from the thorn threads or the other threads or the sides, you know, different fringes that are coming out of the baghead, you made the tzitzis from that, it's possible. But if you made it from the ball of yarn, the season, then it's going to be kosher. And Shmuel said, even from the season is possible because you have to spin it l'shma. So too over here, if Beis Hillel holds that, he should hold over here also that the sukkah has to be made l'shma. So why does Beis Hillel hold that sukkah yishana is kosher? The Gemara says, no, over there is different because the pasuk says, G'dilin ta'asa l'cha, midarshan l'cha l'shem chayvcha, has to be made l'shma. In fact, the Gemara over here also says, Chag asas ta'asa l'cha, and so the Gemara, no, the L'cha over here is coming to tell me that it has to be yours and not Gzula. In fact, the Gemara, what about by Tzitzis? Tzitzis also we need to tell me that I can't use Tzitzis that is Guzzle. And so the Gemara, no, over there we have a different pasuk. It says, but also Lahem, make the Tzitzis from yours, from that which is yours. We doubt it has to belong to you and not stolen. Okay, the Mishnah on Tesla days says, if I make a sukkah underneath a tree, it's as if I made it inside the house. And a sukkah on top of another sukkah, the top sukkah is kosher, the bottom sukkah is pasul. Rabbi Yehuda says, it may be urine if there's no dwellingness in the upper sukkah, then the bottom sukkah is going to be kosher, and the Gemara is going to explain what that means. Sukti Gemara. Rava says, that which it says, that if I make a sukkah underneath a tree, it's pasul. It's as if man in the house, and it's pasul, it's only if the tree on it by itself is providing more shade than sun. But if it's providing more sunlight than shade, then it's kosher. And that is learned from the fact that the Mishnah doesn't just tell me pasul, it says that if it's made inside a house, that's mashma, that it's only when it has that characteristic, just like the house has more sunlight than shade than sunlight, so to the tree that we're discussing has more shade than sunlight. Frak the Gemara, let's say there was more sunlight than shade. Why should it be kosher? But now I'm combining, since according to Rashi, since the sukkah itself on its own has more sunlight than shade, and only with the tree, even though the tree on its own has more sunlight than shade, but together it's going to make more shade than sunlight. But since I'm utilizing the schach puzzle of the tree to fill the gap and make it that there's more shade than sunlight in the sukkah itself, then I'm combining the two together, there's no bittul, and it should be puzzle. Excuse me, sir. Papa answers, b'shachavtam, we're talking about when you lower down the tree and you mix it up together with the schach, so therefore it's batel v'roiv, even though it's schach pasul, but it's batel v'roiv. In fact, Gemara, that's obvious then. It's partial that it's going to be kosher. And so Gemara, I would think that I should make a gzeira, even though I lowered it down, I should pasul it, lest one come to say that even if it wasn't lowered, it's going to be kosher. Come on, shalom, that we don't make such a gzeira. In fact, Gemara, even that we know from a different mission. The mission says that if you spread on top of the sukkah a vine or ivy or something like that, and you put schach on top of it, it's possible. But if there's more schach kosher, or you cut it, then it's kosher. So, Dr. Gemara, what are we talking about? If we're talking about when you did not lower it down, then why should it be kosher? It's mitzdar of schach possible with schach kosher. Rather, what must it be that we're talking about when you lowered it down? If that's the case, then we're saying it's kosher. You see that we don't make a gzera that we can't say, we shouldn't say it's kosher when you lower it down, lest you come to say that it's kosher when you don't lower it down. And it's the Gemara. Just from that Mishnah, I would think that it's going to be kosher, but the Yavet. I can't do that. Kamash Lana Mishnah, they're even allowed to do it. L'chatchila. Then the Gemara goes on to talk about a sukkah on top of another sukkah. I think we'll hold it over here, actually. We have the Mishnah.